John Goddard from the New South Wales Police Association, their lead organiser, has been across all of this legislation for longer than he cares to remember, and it's a good result, John.
Good morning, Ray, and it's a very good morning, certainly for our members and for 300,000 frontline workers in New South Wales.
Okay. You've mentioned to me some sensible things passed from One Nation. Were there any changes that they wanted, or is it just going through as described by the government?
Yeah, look, there was a few changes made by Rob Roberts, introduced them from One Nation. And look, they're very sensible mechanical changes to the legislation.
Right.
That Rob, being a former police officer himself, has just made it actually easier for it. A lot of it's around destruction of the blood sample once it's done, which will save police time in having to apply again back through a court to have that done, as we have to do with a number of other things. And the other one is around the blood not being used for any other purpose, which is more than sensible, and we agree with.
Yeah. All right, mate. Short and sweet. You got what you wanted. It's sensible stuff. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, Ryan. Mate, again, thank you to you, and thank you to 2GB and to all your listeners and the Minister and to Rod Roberts for helping us out with this stuff.
Good to John. Talk soon. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Ray. Bye.
John Goddard. Yeah, so that's all done and dusted. Wonderful stuff. Good news.